Isabel surpassed her eldest sister in downright plainness of feature. The youngest, Monica, was a bonny little maiden, only just 5 years old, dark and bright-eyed. The parents had omitted no care in shepherding their fold. Partly at home, and partly in local schools, the young ladies had received instruction suitable to their breeding, and the elder ones were disposed to better this education by private study. The atmosphere of the house was intellectual. Books, especially the poets, lay in every room. But it never occurred to Dr. Madden that his daughters would do well to study with a professional object. In hours of melancholy, he had, of course, dreaded the risks of life and resolved, always with postponement, to make some practical provision for his family. In educating them as well as circumstances allowed, he conceived that he was doing the next best thing to saving money. For if a fatality befell, teaching would always be their resource. The thought, however, of his girls having to work for money was so utterly repulsive to him that he could never seriously dwell upon it. A vague piety supported his courage. Providence would not deal harshly with him and his dear ones.